Today we're building one of the most useful DJ tools in jungle and old school DNB, a pirate radio transition that feels like the tune is being intercepted mid-broadcast, then slammed back into motion with even more energy. Now, this is not a giant cinematic breakdown. We are not trying to empty the floor. We are keeping the roller moving the whole time, and the transition is there to create tension, character, and that raw old-school broadcast vibe. Think Rogue Station, signal loss, tuner sweep, a bit of grime, then back into the drop like nothing happened except the energy just got sharper. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and the good news is you can do almost all of this with stock devices, automation, and a little resampling. That's perfect for this style, because pirate radio effects work best when they feel a bit improvised and alive, not overproduced. Start by placing your main roller groove in clear 8-bar phrases. For this lesson, we're building a 4-bar transition that sits between sections, usually right before a new phrase lands. You want the listener to feel the handoff coming, but not in an obvious EDM way. In DNB, the kick snare grid still matters, even when things get weird. So keep the backbone understandable. I like to split the project into three main areas: drums, bass, and FX or transition. That way the pirate radio layer can be controlled separately, and you can decide whether it sits deep in the mix or steps forward like a station takeover. Now make a new audio track for the broadcast layer and resample a few short bits from your own tune. You might grab a single break hit, a hat tail, a bass stab, and maybe a short vocal phrase or MC-style tag if you've got one. The point is to use material that already belongs to the track, so the transition feels like it came from the same world. On that transition track, build a simple but nasty processing chain. Start with EQ8, high pass at roughly around 180 to 300 Hz, and low pass at somewhere around 6 to 8 kHz. That instantly gives you that band-limited radio sound. Then add auto filter and use it as your motion control. Saturator comes next, with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. After that, use redux very subtly for some sample rate grit. Then echo, with low feedback and short, filtered repeats. And finally utility to narrow the width, because broadcast layers usually feel more mono or at least much less wide than the full track. That band-limited, mid-range forward character is really important. It's what lets the pirate layer cut through a dense roller without fighting the sub. It also immediately tells the listener something is wrong with the signal, which is exactly the vibe we want. Next, let's add a chopped break fragment. Duplicate a 1-bar or 2-bar amen-style phrase, or any jungle break from your own arrangement, then resample a tiny fragment into a new clip. Don't use the full break. We're not making a drum fill here. We're making a drum syllable, a little piece of rhythmic language that sounds like it's being interrupted. Warp that clip in beats mode so it stays punchy. If the chops are tight, use 1/16 or 1/32 transient handling. You can also nudge one or two hits slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, just to give it some swagger. Small timing imperfections like that can make the transition feel more human, more like someone is riding the fader live. Now process that break fragment with more control. Auto filter can shape the cutoff and resonance over time. Drum bus is great here too, with moderate drive and crunch, but keep the boom low or off if you want to preserve roller clarity. Add saturator after that if you want a little more bite. If you need reverb, use it on a send, not directly on the clip, so you can wash only certain hits instead of smearing the whole transition. Here's the mindset. The break fragment should answer the main drums, not replace them. Let it act like punctuation. You can have a normal groove for the first 2 bars, then in bar 3 the fragment starts talking back, and by bar 4 it gets filtered down and swallowed by the radio effect. Now for the key moment, the pirate station interruption itself. This is all about automation. You want the feeling of tuning into a rogue broadcast, losing the signal, and then getting it back with force. Automate auto filter cutoff, utility gain, echo dry/wet, reverb dry/wet if you're using it, saturator drive, and maybe even a little track pan movement if you want the signal to feel unstable. A really effective shape is this: 2 bars before the transition, slowly close the low pass from open down to something much narrower, maybe around 3 kHz. Then in the last bar, pull the dry signal down a few dB and push the echo wetter. In the final half bar, open a band pass sweep briefly, almost like the station is trying to lock in. Then on the downbeat of the return, snap the filter open and bring the wet effects back down fast. That last move matters. The return needs to feel sudden and confident. If you linger too long in the effect, you lose the roll. We want tension, not drift. If you want to push the pirate radio illusion further, Add a tiny bit of pitch instability to a resampled element. Clip transpose or a subtle resample pitch move can work great here. Keep it narrow, maybe plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones at most. Any more than that and it starts to sound like a sound design demo instead of a functional DNB transition. A good advanced workflow is to build an audio effect rack and map a few macros to the core movement. For example, one macro for radio cutoff, one for dirt, one for echo throw, and one for return hit size. That gives you a fast way to audition different shapes without getting stuck in tiny automation details too early. Now let's talk about the low-end return, because this is what makes the whole thing hit. The transition is only useful if the bass comes back with authority. In DNB, the comeback should be obvious, but not bloated. A great move is to create a short bass call and response. Maybe you mute the full bass line for the radio section, then bring in a filtered res hit or subswell on the final half bar. After that, hit the full bass phrase clean on the downbeat. Use operator for a simple sub layer, wave edible for a moving mid bass layer, and keep the sub mono with utility. If you saturate the bass group a bit, you can glue the harmonics together without flattening the movement. A nice old school trick is to bring back a rolling bass line that repeats a two bar motif, but change just one note on the second bar. That kind of small variation keeps the tune feeling timeless. In jungle and old school DNB, subtlety often hits harder than complexity. Also, don't forget sidechain. A gentle 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the bass at the kick hit can keep the return clean and punchy. And always check the sub in mono. If the low end gets wide or vague, the whole illusion weakens. To make the transition feel more authentic, sprinkle in a few small radio detail layers, but only a few. You do not need everything. A short vocal snippet, a dub siren, a little static burst, a tuning click, a reversed cymbal, or a quick tape stop style fall can all work. The trick is restraint. Pick 2 to 4 details, max, and make them count. If you want a wobblier, more unstable feel, try a light chorus ensemble on a high mid texture or a very subtle phaser flanger sweep. Frequency shifter can also add some broken transmission weirdness, but use it sparingly. The goal is not chaos for its own sake. The goal is believable signal damage. A really useful pro move is to make a dedicated radio FX return track. Put a reverb, echo, saturator, and EQ aid on that return, and send only selected hits into it. That creates a shared space for the transition, so all the fragmented bits feel like they're happening in the same pirate radio room. One thing to avoid is making the transition too busy. A convincing pirate radio moment usually has one main thing moving at a time. Maybe first the filter shifts, then the wetness increases, then a pitch wobble happens, then the return lands. If everything moves at once, it loses the feeling of someone actively fighting for signal in real time. Also, preserve the groove underneath. Even when the signal is interrupted, the listener should still feel the roller pushing forward. Keep ghost snares, break ticks, or a faint drum pattern alive under the effect. A transition that completely removes pulse feels too cinematic. A transition that implies the pulse feels like a proper DJ tool. If you're slicing breaks into a drum rack, this is a great place to get precise. You can assign kick, snare, ghost snare, hat tick, and a reverse hit or fill piece to separate pads, then perform the final bar and resample it. That's an advanced but very effective workflow, because it lets you create a transition with performance energy, then commit it to audio and arrange it quickly. When you're ready to polish, do a DJ-friendly mix check. The final four bars should feel something like this. First bar, normal roller. Second bar, broadcast filtering starts. Third bar, radio interruption and break fragment take over. Fourth bar, return hit and full groove comes back strong. That structure is simple, but it works because it respects phrasing. Check the mix in mono. Make sure the sub stays clean. Make sure the radio FX isn't clipping the master. Leave some headroom, ideally around minus 6 dB peak before mastering. And compare your transition against a reference jungle or roller track, so you can judge whether the mid-range has enough attitude without getting harsh. If the result feels too polite, add a touch more saturation and shorten the reverb. If it feels too chaotic, remove a layer and make the filter move more decisive. Clarity always wins in DNB. The listener should understand the gesture immediately, even if the sound design is gritty. A few quick pro tips before we wrap up. First, think of this as a performance gesture, not just an effect. It should sound like somebody is grabbing the broadcast and forcing it back into shape. Second, use contrast in density more than contrast in volume. Thin things out briefly, then let the full roller return with authority. Third, start the interference just a hair earlier than feels natural. then land the return exactly on the phrase boundary. That little anticipation gives the transition lift. If you want to go darker and heavier, band limit the distortion on purpose. A bit of saturation in the 1 to 4 kHz range can make the pirate signal feel savage without wrecking the low end. And if you really want the comeback to hit, make the return a little cleaner and a little more powerful than the interruption. For practice, try building 3 versions of the same transition, 1 clean and minimal, 1 gritty and mid-range heavy, and 1 wild performance edit with a vocal tag or siren. Then place each one between the same roller phrases and see which one keeps the most momentum. Usually the best version is the one that survives on small speakers and still feels dangerous in context.